Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 here with the commentary of the Sforno, the translation notes of Rabbi Palkovitz. We are in Chapter 3, Paragraph 18, Parag Gimel Mishnah Yudchet. PSA announcement, we're going to take our big midwinter, mid-year hiatus coming up, God willing, in just a few weeks here at the end of January, and then God willing, we'll come back. But here we are in 318, Gimel Yudchet, talking about beloved is man. Hu haya omer. He used to say, Chavav Adam Shenivra B'Tselem, beloved is man, for he was created in God's image, in the image of God were we created. There's always a divine spark, the Tselem Elokim inside us. A lot of times it's hidden, a lot of times it's covered over, a lot of times it's in mucky water, or it's covered in pollution, and we have to refine it and shine it and get it out there, but it's always there, it's inside. Chiba Yesera Nodas Lo Shenivra B'Tselem. It is indicative of a greater love that was made known to him that was he was created in God's image. Not only were we created in God's image, but we were told that we're a spark of Hashem. And wonderful chesed that Hashem tells us that, so we remember that we're princes, that we're princesses, that we're nobles, and that we are nobility. Shenemar, as it says, Ki b'tzelem Elokim asa asa Adam, for the image of God he made man. Written literally in the Torah, written literally in our history. Chavivin Yisrael, how beloved are the people of Israel. The people of Israel are beloved. Chenikru banam lamakum. They're described as the children of Hashem, the children of the omnipresent. Chiba yisera nodaslam chenikru banam lamakum. But it's indicative of a greater love that was made known to them that they are described as children of Hashem, the children of the omnipresent. Shenemar, as it says, banam atem lashem alokechem. You are children to Hashem, your God, understanding that Hashem is the father, Hashem is the parent. Hashem is the one guiding us. Hashem is the one we need to have allegiance to, not to anyone or anything, but really Hashem himself, and by proxy and with other levels come down because of that, but really just thinking about Hashem himself. Chavivin Yisrael, beloved are the people of Israel, Shaniten lahem kali chemda, that it was given to them a cherished utensil. A cherished utensil was given to them, the Torah, of course. It is indicative of a greater love that they were given. It was known to them that they were given a cherished utensil, the Torah, Shabbo Nevra Ha'olam, in which the Torah was the foundation, the blueprint of the creation. It's said that Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. He made a world surrounding, but based on the blueprints of what the Torah is. The Torah says things, and Hashem made a world so that we could fulfill the things in the Torah. Shenemar, as it says, Ki lekach tov, nasati lechem torasi al tazovu, for I have given you a good teaching, do not forsake my Torah. Sometimes, very often, a lot of us are lacking a self-worth, lacking a self-esteem, lacking a self-awareness that we are really great and really godly. If we just think about that we're the children of Hashem, we were created with the divine sparks of Hashem. We were given the wonderful ability to be chosen by Hashem to make the world better. We were given the beautiful gift of the Torah, and we were told about all those things, how indicative it could be for us, how wonderful it could be us for trying to giving ourselves a little more self-worth, a little more self-concept, a little more self-esteem, that we are worth it. There is what to do in this world, and we have the blueprint to get things accomplished in this world because we are the Jewish people, and we have the Torah to help us get there. Sforno tells us, Rabbi Akiva tells us, it is proper for man to consider and pay close attention to the principles of Zahirus, watchfulness, and Zariza's zeal for the honor and glory of one's maker, of which was spoken about before, being that mankind is beloved by him and was created in his image, and is also cautioned to protect this image, as God said to the children of Noach, Ve'ach es dimachem lenafsho sechem edrosh, kivit selam alokim asas adam. From Bereshis, however, your blood which belongs to your souls I will demand, for the image of God he made man. And the Sforno also says it's even more proper for Israel called banim children. Therefore, they are obligated to honor their heavenly father more so than the rest of mankind who are not his children. This is especially true in light of the fact that they have been admonished to protect this special status through their conduct and behavior. As it is written, banim atem l'Hashem Elokechem lo sisko to do your children to Hashem your God. You shall not cut yourself. Don't defile your body. Don't destroy your body. Don't make marks on your body. Don't harm your body. Hashem gave you a special temple to house the soul, a special utensil to house the soul. How could we destroy any aspect of it? How could we harm or self-inflict any aspect to it, to ourselves, God forbid? Among the people of Israel, it's especially fitting for Torah scholars to know the cherished utensil with which the world was created, the Torah was given, in order to honor Hashem and honor by doing wonderful things in the world to bring honor to Hashem. As the verse says, Hashem bechachma yasad eretz konin shamayim besvuna, but with wisdom the Torah Hashem founded the earth. He established the heavens with understanding, and that comes from Mishle, from Proverbs. And they have been cautioned to guard this vessel, as it says, Torasi al tazov, do not forsake my Torah. The notes point out, in the commentary on Shemos, the Sforno writes, although the entire human race is precious to God, nonetheless, Israel is considered a treasure among all the nations. As proof, he quotes Rabbi Akiva's statement in the Mishnah with the same concept. He also elucidates Rabbi Akiva's teaching in this Mishnah. Mankind was created in Hashem's image, and as such is superior to all other living creatures. Israel, as God's children, was granted special status among the nations, which it is bound to guard for all eternity. Those among the children of Israel who understand and appreciate the importance of Torah, which was the blueprint of the world. As the sages said, God looked into the Torah and created the world, have an even greater responsibility to preserve the unique character and status of Israel. So think about the fact that you're put in this world. You have a Tzelem Elokim, you have a divine spark. You have a mission, you have a purpose, you have what you can do in this world. What can you do in this world? How can you see to have a good self-concept by thinking about you have the divine spark, that you are a cherished child of Hashem, you are in the cherished nation of Hashem, you have the cherished gift of the Torah and the ability to be here in this world. What can we accomplish? What can we do? What can we accomplish in this world to bring greatness and sanctification to God's name in all of our ways? Join us next time as we talk about everything is foreseen, but there is still freedom of choice here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.